Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Can I help you? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
Go by as quickly as a wink.
Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Canna Help You, brought to you by Mercy Wellness. This is the Cannabis Talk Show. I am Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me we have Felicia Accomazzo. She is the co-producer of this show, Canna Help You, and also the operations director at Mercy Wellness. Hi, Felicia.
Hello.
And we also, I'm so excited to have you back, Zach Monday, who is Mercy Wellness's chief love officer. Hi, Zach.
Happy Friday, Michelle.
Happy Friday. And of course, Joe Sullivan is the leading expert and product manager at Mercy Wellness. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh my gosh, we have been just laughing up the storm here, right?
Yes, having a hard time keeping it together.
It's a fun Friday, so we're going to have a lot of fun. And today we want to talk and dive into the Mercy Love idea, which I think is just so great. And Zach, you are the chief love officer, so we're going to turn to you and ask you to tell us about what is Mercy Love.
Well, Mercy Love is a rewards loyalty program that will be launching in October, but it's more than that. It's more than an accrual of points or a chance to come in and redeem to get something.
Not like a punch, I mean, punch cards, whatever.
That's the idea of it, but it's more of a, you know, us giving back to the patients and really putting our ear to what they're looking for, what they want, what they need out of a dispensary, and kind of being that you know, that relatable friend that's going to be there with the arms open and ready to change what they're perceiving as the cannabis industry culture right now. You know, we're not going out there and, you know, playing up to some big number saying, spend this, get this off. It's, hey, Michelle, how are you doing today? What can we help you with, you know, and tailoring your experience towards that. So I'm excited. It is brand new, you know. I first started at Mercy almost 8 years ago as a bud tender and kind of worked my way into the inventory and created a system there. And now I've moved out of that and launching this. So pretty excited for this next step.
That's great. As the chief love officer, what kinds of things do you do?
Well, right now, it's a lot of absorbing and understanding the idea of a loyalty program, but really also stepping back and observing instead of getting a bunch of stuff done throughout the day. I get to kind of observe and see how our staff is working together, see how the corporate office is flowing in there, see how the patients are walking into our store. Because every day, you know, for 3 to 4 years, that was my life. It was being there on that floor, seeing those smiling faces, seeing those frowning faces, and being able to change their experience. Now it's going to be more of a global touch, which I'm very excited about.
And he's learning a lot. He's reading lots of books.
Yes, reading.
Nice. I love what you just said because there's so much in it to pick apart. It makes me think about like the sociology classes that I took in college of being able to see that larger picture, right? Because we can get so caught up in, oh, just taking care of one customer at a time and, oh, am I, you know, ringing them up right or whatever, you know, am I taking care of their needs? But if you can draw back and see that larger picture, it can make a huge difference.
Yeah, I can actually attest to the Mercy Love before it was an actual program. You know, I've been with the store now a little over 4 years, and I started out as a customer. And the first smiling, booming face I saw when I went into Mercy was Zach. And that was pretty much everyone's experience that came through those doors. And that's why you kept coming back through those doors. And that's ultimately why I decided I wanted to work there. Was became friends with this guy and so loving and actual care. And people feel that it resonates. And so I couldn't be happier and more proud that he's getting to be the one to take this next step with this. It's awesome.
Thanks, Joe.
That's great. That's really great. And I also like that you use the word flow.
Yes.
Because that's an important thing. Tell us a little bit more about flow and what that means to you.
Well, flow is what I'm learning is a mind state, is something that you're so drawn into a certain subject or a certain task or a person, even like we're sitting here having this conversation where that's all I'm focused on right now is making the best of this experience.
Right.
All these outside factors, what's going on, what's happening on Saturday, who's the next up in this. It doesn't matter to me because this right here is the most important thing and making your experience with me the best.
Right.
And having that just open dialogue and that real connection, it means a lot to look at someone in the eyes, to smile, to go, hey, Colin, how are you doing? Hey, Joe, how are you doing?
Right.
You know, and that is kind of the global touch, the flow that I want to create inside the storage so that each one of our staff members are so in sync with who's walking through those doors that it's creating that flow inside of them that's their drive is to make your experience the best. And
that's great.
Yeah.
Very cool. And I think also the products that that you have available certainly help people with pain, help them, you know, even with the CBD products can help with concentration, yes. All different kinds of things that can remove barriers from them being able to have that experience of flow and really get the most out of their lives. So
that's right.
I mean, it starts all the way through the chain. So
and we're going to be, cool. You know, changing a lot of things inside the dispensary in terms mm-hmm. of the way that we're displaying or the way that we're presenting our products. You know, it's going to go away from the conventional indica, sativa, concentrate, edible. It's going to be more about what are you hiring cannabis for?
Mm-hmm.
You know, your pain, your anxiety, your sleep, and tailoring the giant inventory of products we have to that exact customer instead of them getting lost in the sea of
right.
indicas or the 100 concentrates we have on the shelf. You know, maybe that indica dominant concentrate is sitting over there in the sleep and they're looking right next to a CBD product and they had no idea what this concentrate's about. So it's a chance to broaden our patients' horizons when it comes to the products that we have, further educate them, and then really get to the heart of the matter of the medicine and what we do on a daily basis.
So, that's great. Yeah. That's great. So this Mercy Love program, when is it going to be starting?
We're shooting for October.
Okay.
I mean, it's starting now. You
right.
know what I mean? Like just stepping away from what I was doing on a daily basis and having an opportunity to have those extra hours in a day to step up and have a chat with somebody that I really haven't been able to dig in with or,
mm-hmm.
you know, just be a part of that family instead of kind of isolated in the back how I was for a while. Thanks to Pat and Jack for taking over those reins and really making the best of their new situation. I'm very confident that, you know, October we're going to be changing some ideas.
That's great. Yeah. So will people sign up for the program? How does that work?
Do you
know?
It's going to be all okay. signed up. We signed up with a company. I think we signed the contract this week and they'll just be coming in and punching their numbers. I know we have a couple other things to kind of tie down in terms of the whole
sure.
logistics of the program, but yeah, it's going to be like a virtual punch card.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
I love that. Very fun. And I think it also can help build that relationship with the customer even more because if you're, you know the kinds of products that they are drawn to, you can really help tailor the kinds of things that they would be interested in the next time that they come in.
Yeah, it's all going to be a feedback-based program. We're yeah. really going to get to know and deepen our relationship with those customers based on what they are looking for.
Right.
They can go to anywhere and get a cannabis product. I mean, there's 14 more stores opening up in the next year in Sonoma County, and we got a competition coming
right.
ahead. But you know, if starting with the heart is, you know, kind of the slogan that I'm kicking this thing off with, and that's really where I want to separate ourselves.
That's great. And then in terms of how you measure sort of your customer feedback, are you do you know sort of where you are in terms of you know, customer appreciation and
well, we have looked over some reports and got a bunch of feedback. And, I mean, we are ranking up there, you know, with the Trader Joe's, the Amazons, and the Apples in terms of customer satisfaction,
yeah.
patient loyalty. And
that's great.
Yeah, it's kind of eye-opening, you know, when you step back from the daily grind and you see what these guys have been talking about. You go, holy cow, we're really up in that
right?
realm.
But
yeah,
right.
We get the, oh, my goodness, I didn't know it was like this in mm-hmm. here effect quite a bit. And, we've even had our own staff, I'm included in that, of trying to break that stigma down. I brought my mother-in-law into the dispensary, mm-hmm. and at first that was a crazy mm-hmm. topic, but
right.
next thing you know, she's suggesting her friends to go in and grab topicals and things like that. And then
right.
when I'm at the family functions, I'm getting 21 questions from her friends,
and I
couldn't be happier about it. I spend time with each and every one of them trying to answer any question I can,
mm-hmm.
and just seeing that spark, it's been awesome.
Right. And I keep thinking about how important having access to this medicine was for people in Sonoma County. When you look back at the numbers just for our county in terms of Prop 64, the voters, it was nearly two-thirds in favor of Prop 64. So, you know, when you think about it, sure, there's some people who are nervous about it, but for the most part, a large portion of our community was very interested in this.
Well, it's also, too, it's important to remember, and I know Zach keeps this on his mind all the time, it's not just about pain. You know, I smoke marijuana for mental reasons. It helps alleviate a lot of the things that go on inside my head as far as like how I'm feeling, how I deal with pressure, how I communicate. And so I use cannabis for that. That's the job I hire it for. And if you're starting with the heart and how you're making people feel, I think there couldn't be a better place to start because, you never know what someone's going through when they walk through that door, whether it's a physical ailment or something mental, or maybe they're having a bad day. It's fun to be able to turn that around.
It is. And actually, that's another thing that I thought of when you initially started talking during the program. I worked in pharmacy actually for many years right after college. And seeing people come in at the end of the line, right? They already don't feel good. They went to the doctor. Now they finally come after waiting at the doctor, finding out, oh gosh, there is something that I need drugs for. And now they go to the pharmacy. They are spent. They're done. They're tired. They don't feel good. And it really, I had to shift my mindset to have a lot of empathy for the people who were coming through those doors.
And patience.
And exactly. Yeah. And so you have to have really that open-mindedness. There are people who are coming for recreation, but there are people who are in a lot of pain and have maybe been in pain for a long time and are looking for help.
Yeah, absolutely. So it gets crazy in there, you know, in our Cotati store. Fridays and Saturdays, there's a long line. There's a long wait. And, you know, being able to provide a safe, comfortable, trustworthy place where, you know, somebody is behind that counter. Yeah, they got the medicine that you're going to be needing, but they also have that smile and that relatability and there for you. You know, it kind of cuts down on that 15-minute wait and makes you just happy to be in there. Plus, it's AC'd. And,
AC.
Air conditioning. Beautiful in there.
And operationally, we're working on things to reduce the wait times. Yes. So those are, stay tuned.
Good, good.
Yes.
Too soon, but stay tuned.
So this has been a big topic this past week. Yep. Let's talk a little bit about vaping because it has been a huge concern.
Yes.
How is Mercy responding to this?
Yes, well, most of you or some of you know that the U.S. Center for Disease Control came out with some warnings and some health issues and risks of vaporizing. Mm-hmm. Mostly that has been geared towards the tobacco industry, the e-cig companies. There have been some stories from some of the outlets saying it's been cannabis smoke. And again, we here at Mercy Wellness, we're founded on the mission to run a socially responsible business with a primary focus on our consumers' needs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we continually strive every day for safe access. That has been Brandon's number one mission when he started Mercy Wellness almost 10 years ago. Yeah. And we are definitely committed to your safety. And I know that Joe wanted to speak a little bit more.
Yeah, it definitely was something that was big on my mind as the product manager and buyer for the store. You know, I wanted to be assured that the products we sell are backed by the brands that produce them. Couldn't have been prouder and happier with the response from the legal market in regards to explaining what is in their pens and what it is that they're using. Mm-hmm. We reached out to the manufacturers. We asked them to make a declaration of safety on behalf of the products we carry. And I'm happy to say that it took less than half of a day to get all of that in. Mm-hmm. Some of them are more proactive. They reached out before I even had a chance to pick up the phone. We have that located, all of those declarations of safety on the sales floor and as well as our website.
Okay.
We stand with the hundreds of other compliant cannabis operators and products. It's a huge reason why we push for safe access. It's been one of our hashtags there for as long as I can remember, you know, safe access. And it's one of the things that I really focus on when I'm looking at these brands is, and I know we've talked about it in some of the first episodes, but just the track record of these companies, doing the research, all of that matters. We're putting our name on that, and we want to make sure that we let people know we're doing our due diligence.
Right. And so, you know, if you have questions, head to Mercy Wellness, go to their website, go to the store, ask the questions. You can look at that binder and see all those declarations.
Yeah, and I want to reiterate, we have state lab tested products on the shelf. You know, some of the stuff that was coming down was from the illicit kind of black market area, where things are not lab tested. There's nothing on the shelf at Mercy Wellness that has not been lab tested by the requirements for the state of California.
Okay. And chances are if you have those products, they're not compliant. So throw them away.
Right.
Or bring them to Mercy and recycle them.
And yes. And anyone that has questions, please come in. We've had a lot of questions, people coming in, and we're more than happy to spend as much time necessary explaining them. So.
All right, great. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk with Mary's Medicinals. This is going to be fun. You're listening to Can I Help You here on KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.
Hello, Stan Klaus of Crandall Roofing here with great news for Sonoma County. No doubt many of you have heard that construction is booming in our area, and as a result, wait times for reputable contractors have grown to months or even years. Well, I'm happy to report that Crandall Roofing has been able to add to and restructure our personnel to reduce our wait times for residential re-roofs to weeks, not months. That's right, wait times at Crandall Roofing have been reduced to weeks, not months. So even though construction is backed up in Sonoma County, you can still have a factory-trained, diamond-certified company with thousands of satisfied customers install your roof. To get the process started, just give Crandall Roofing a call at 586-2500. That's 586-2500, or find us on the web at crandallroofing.com.
Over 5,500 people in the Greater Bay Area have trusted the re-roofing of their home to Crandall Roofing. Shouldn't you? Call 586-2500.
Canna Help You is a cannabis talk show brought to you by Mercy Wellness, a successful cannabis retailer. Tune in on the second and fourth Fridays of each month from noon to 12:30 to hear stories from the cannabis frontier of legal, safe consumption. Enjoy yourself with Can I Help You on the second and fourth Fridays of the month right here on KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Enjoy yourself. Can I Help You? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to Can I Help You? I am Michelle Marquis, and you're listening to our cannabis talk show. And this is really a great opportunity for you to explore products, to learn more about the industry, and really be curious about these things. Ask questions. I think that makes such a difference. The more you know about something, the more fascinating it is, the more confident you feel about the products. All of these things are important, and that's why we have this talk show. And thank you to Mercy Wellness for bringing it to us every other Friday. In studio with me, Joe Sullivan, the leading expert and product manager at Mercy Wellness. We have Zach. He's still here. Zach Monday, the Mercy CLO, Chief Love Officer.
Thank you.
And Allie Greenstone has joined us. Allie is the brand manager at Mary's Medicinals. Thank you so much for being here.
Hey, Michelle, thanks so much for having me. Joe and Zach, thank you as well.
Yay. So let's talk about their products. Yeah. I love their products.
I know. I love it, too.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm excited to have Allie on. We've been friends and working together for a while now. So we'll just jump right in and try to explain, where did Mary's originate? Let listeners know.
So Mary's originated in Denver, Colorado, about 6.5 years ago, and we actually are the farthest reaching manufacturing cannabis brand. We produce in 12 different states right now, so we're very much just about accessibility and providing, you know, integrity-filled products to the masses.
And as far as the products are concerned, what kind of products do you guys manufacture?
We focus on really more wellness products, but overall we focus on products that are optimal for regimen users. So products that are designed to absorb better into the body than traditional methods of inhalation and edibles. Mm-hmm. So that if you are a regimen user, or kind of the antiquated term patient, and you're using Mary's, you can use less cannabis to keep your endocannabinoid system more responsive and ultimately your costs lower as well with a regimen like Mary's.
So with Mary's Medicinals, obviously, you know, I'm very proud of the menu. We love having you on the shelf. We have a lot of different topical companies, vape pen companies, patch companies. What separates Mary's Medicinals from the rest?
Yeah, our experience, number one, our scientific background. We have a really incredible team of PhD level scientists that have specialized in cannabinoid therapies and cannabinoid sciences. So we've created a really beautiful work of art with our product line that we love having at Mercy Wellness. And it spans from true transdermal products that actually permeate into the bloodstream, topicals like our muscle freeze, tinctures, capsules, as well as a few other exciting products rolling down the line.
So one of the things I did, what I noticed what you said last was regimen users.
Right.
I like that. What do you mean by regimen users?
Regimen users are everyday users of cannabis. You know, folks that are medicating for things like anxiety, sleep issues, daily pain, folks that are incorporating cannabis into their regimen as a preventative measure for all types of issues. You can use cannabinoids simply to just balance homeostasis. And some people these days, like myself, use cannabinoid therapies simply like a vitamin regimen. So the Mary's line is really aimed for those folks just in the modes how the products are designed to absorb into the body.
Got it. So as far as speaking of absorbing into the body, we have transdermal,
right.
We have topical.
Right.
Would you like care to elaborate on that for a little bit?
Yes, there's a huge difference. And oftentimes these two kind of groups get lumped together because transdermal products, they are indeed applied topically, but it's the ingredients in the Mary's Medicinals transdermal products that actually allow for cannabinoids to permeate deep enough. Cannabinoids as molecules are too large to go anywhere beyond the dermis and the epidermis unless they have carrier agents like Mary's products, which actually allow for the cannabinoids to get into the bloodstream. So we make indica and sativa patches and gels that actually will have an intoxicating effect, or with our compound, a balm or salve, it actually gets deep enough to potentially reach connective tissues, joints, and much better reach muscles than any topical just biochemically ever will.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
I know, right? It's a lot. So how long has Mary's been in the space? How many years now?
Six and a half years ago, we started in Colorado. In California, we were coming up on our 2-year mark with legalization, though we were here briefly in 215 days as well.
Excellent. And then as far as the products go, there's quite a few of them.
Yep.
What would you consider your best seller? I know my favorite happens to be the CBN line that you guys have, the capsules. What is your guys' best seller?
So in general, our CBN products are great. And if folks out there don't know, CBN is cannabinol. It's a different cannabinoid. It is mildly sedative, and it really kind of ties into inducing stage 4 REM sleep. And it can also be really fantastic for treating neurological conditions. So we have a variety of CBN products, and then our transdermal compound, which is our balm that also contains transdermal properties. That's really our most popular product, which we're also coming out with a mini introductory size as well.
Yeah, I'm not a small human. I use the pen. The gel pen.
I've tried that one too.
Rubbed it on the inside of my wrists with the CBN. Within 15 to 20 minutes, I was relaxed and ready to go.
Yeah.
So it was fantastic.
Yep.
And then obviously everyone's always so health conscious about, especially with anything, especially around here. Do you guys offer any vegan options, vegetarian options?
We do. We actually have 10 vegan products on our menu. So all of our capsules, which are typically made from gelatin, ours are made from plants. So that's a really great option. We have CBD and CBN capsules. And then our 4 tinctures, which all of Mercy Wellness, I think you have all 10 of these SKUs there. All 4 of our tinctures are vegan as well as sugar-free. So if you have folks with diabetes or you're on an alkaline diet, things like that, we have a lot of really good health conscious offerings.
Fantastic. And then now something I want to dive into a little bit more. We're talking about the patches.
Yeah, sure.
Is that something that's time released? How does that work with the patch? Most traditional medicinal patches are time released over a certain amount of time. How does that work with Mary's?
Yeah, great question. So our patches are systemic. So traditionally, I think people's gut instinct is to place a patch where you're feeling pain or discomfort. Ours, you actually want to either place on the inside of the wrist or the top of the foot so it can access an area with thin skin and a lot of blood flow so it can get into the bloodstream. So Mary's patches take approximately 30 minutes for most people to start perceiving the effect, and they're about a 12-hour time release dose of cannabinoid therapy. They're heat, sweat, and water resistant. So you can exercise, you can shower, you can hot tub. They're designed for active lifestyles, so you don't have to plan your day around your patch.
Fantastic.
Incredible. Can we talk a little bit more about those pens?
Sure.
Because I think they're a really unique way to use cannabis.
Indeed.
Explain sort of what the packaging looks like and how someone uses it.
Yeah. So it is actually one of the very first patented cannabinoid products in the entire United States, which is really cool. So if you ever do decide to check it out, the number's on there. But it looks... it's just like, looks like a cylinder kind of pen. It's really unassuming. Most people don't know what it is right off the bat.
Right.
But it's in the same regard, a systemic transdermal like our patches, but it's in a lotion consistency that pumps. And it's dosed out pumps that go on the inside of the wrist, top of the foot. And it's a 5-minute onset approximately. So it's going to be the fastest acting cannabis product outside of any kind of inhalable. So for quickly escalating anxiety or panic attacks, breakthrough pain, epilepsy with a pre-symptom, you know, they can be a real game changer for a ton of different ailments and situations.
Yeah, definitely. And especially one of the most common ones is sleep deprivation from that pain and from those things.
Yeah.
And as soon as somebody starts getting some sleep, you start to notice that domino effect. So,
Yeah. I keep the CBD gel in my car because I'm often in bumper to bumper traffic.
Calm me down a little bit.
Helps negate my anxiety. And it just kind of feels like a nice wave. Of relief.
Yeah, I know we're wrapping up soon, but I do want to let people know, too, that we do have Mary's in quite often for demos and education.
Oh, great. Okay, good.
And and they always have leaflets and marketing material there at the store. So if anyone's curious, they can come in, ask a few more questions. They can send it to our email.
Yes.
So,
yes. Yeah. Can I help you at mercywellness.com? Well, thank you so much for coming in, Allie. It was so nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Zach,
too.
Great to see you again.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thanks, everyone.
All right. I'll see you guys in 2 weeks. This is Can I Help You? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness on KSR.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.